everyone. This is RBCP. I am officially starting now the Madhouse pre-cum show for all those people that want to come early and listen to me before the Madhouse show starts, which is actually going to start tonight. He's not working. He assures me he's going to be here. We'll see if he pretends to be sick again this week, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be here, and I'm assuming on time. So we'll see. I don't know. Don't trust Carlito. I'm in Tiny Chat. We're in Dark Strangers Tiny Chat now. Some hackers took over the old Tiny Chat and put Tub Girl all over it. So we're in this tiny chat room called tinychat.com/cactusthis, as in cactus this cocksucker. And then there's the Madhouse chat room also. So if you guys want to, I'll try to watch the chat rooms if you want to suggest things. Like, I didn't get a bunch of numbers this time like I usually do. I just have nothing at all. So I'm thinking I'm going to call up Facebook people. No, that's not right. Foursquare people. Hold on, I had something planned, but I didn't load it up. I have an idea. Like Zyklon. Going to my YouTube. Oh, did I say it was Foursquare? Yeah, it's going to be Foursquare calls. I'm going to look on Foursquare, see who's checked in, and try and have the people paged at whatever business they checked in at. I hope I'm loud enough here. But here is... Here's the Foursquare video.
Okay. Here's what you do. You go to search.twitter.com and you search for 4sq.com. You'll see thousands of people checking into Foursquare all over the world. Pick one at random, click on the Foursquare link, and then call the number of the business which Foursquare provides. Have the Foursquare user paged, and you get to do fun things like this.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. Located at southwest corner of Smith and McGowan.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. This is how may I help you?
Hello. Could I have somebody paged there?
He has my page where?
That's there in the store. It's a customer. His name is Gil.
Okay, let me see.
His name's Gil Velasquez.
Hold on.
That's a weird shit. Yeah.
Hey, is this Gil? Gil, it's Gil from the future. It's you. I'm you.
Test.
I know it's hard
to
believe, but don't buy any Tylenol tonight. It's very important. Okay? No Tylenol tonight. It's of utmost importance. Gil?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, just no Tylenol. Any other brand, but no Tylenol.
Listen, I don't know who the fuck this is, but I'm about to have it with your bullshit.
Your future depends on it.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I'm from the year 2016.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm serious.
Good afternoon, doing Fabric Fit in Highland.
Hello, I was wondering if it'd be possible to page a customer in the store.
I can try.
Okay. His name's Daniel McMurty.
Okay, hang on.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, Daniel.
Yes.
What kind of fabric are you getting there?
The inn. Stay awake. Stay awake, the inn. Don't fall asleep.
I mean, what kind? Like, what pattern? I want to make sure it's not a gay pillow.
Okay.
I don't want you making gay pillows.
What are the questions?
Hello, could you tell... Hi, could you tell David to pick me up a burrito?
Yes. Yeah,
No, I don't want to talk to him. Just put a burrito on his... just add a burrito, because I want him to bring me a burrito.
Okay,
just
sure.
A regular burrito. Just put it on the tab.
Born in the flood, bloody
yeah, just one burrito
sex,
for me.
Black marketing,
and David will
cannon.
Pay for it.
Okay, sure.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah, sure, right now.
Okay.
I'm going to
okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, bye.
Have a good day. Goodbye.
You too. Hello?
Hey, Nicole. This is Chris Tompkinson. I'm at the corporate office here at Foursquare. And we wanted to tell you it's a bad idea to publish where you're at because, you know, then stalkers call you and stuff. and you don't want stalkers calling you because that's crazy. So we're going to have to ask that you cut that out or we're going to cancel your account.
Isn't that the point of it?
Well, yeah, but then stalkers are going to call you wherever you go, and that's creepy. It's creepy.
Oh my gosh. Well, hey, I really like it though, but now you're just creeping me out.
You don't want people stalking you. It's no fun. I've been there.
Then why use the application in the first place?
I don't know. You know, like, I don't know. You can figure out something else to do with it. Just don't tell people where you're at, though.
Okay, thanks for the warning.
Are you having your nails done right now?
Yes, I am.
Really? Am I messing it up by making you pick up a phone?
No. Nope. It's toes only.
Oh, I see. That's good. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I hope they look really cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Don't be so dumb with the posting your location info.
Okay.
From now
you.
On.
Okay.
Use more caution.
I will.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, hello. Would it be possible to page a customer that's there?
Yeah. Who did you try to reach?
His name is Shaggy Jenkins.
Let's go by the name Shaggy. Okay, hold on.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hello, this is Paul from the Red Cross, and we're calling asking for donations tonight.
Okay.
And I'd like to know if you'd like to donate this year like you did last year.
How in the heck did you do this?
What are you talking about?
How did you know I'm in a restaurant?
Well, we're with the Red Cross. We're trying a new...
Okay, this is live now. I'm going to try...
Thank you for calling the Hilton Anaheim.
For guest room reservations, please press 1. For sales and catering, please press 2. For all other calls, please press 0 for the hotel operator.
Please hold.
Okay, yeah, this one... Sorry.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Anaheim. This is Liz. Where may I direct your call?
Is there a bar in there, like in the lobby, maybe?
Yes, I can transfer you there.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, one moment.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
So this is a Foursquare check-in. Some guy named Alan.
Next one is Carlos.
Hello. I need to have a customer paged there. His name's Alan T.
I'm so sorry?
I need to have a customer page that's in there.
Can you go one more time? I can't hear you, sorry.
Okay, there's a customer in there right now. It's a friend of mine. And I need to have him paged. His name's Alan.
Alan?
Yes. Alan T.
Give me one second. Hello?
Hello?
I don't see any Alan right here.
Oh, I'm maybe farther out in the bar, or...
I'm sorry?
He's there's not other places you could check?
Well, you call to the bar, you want to call to front desk, they might give you some more information?
Yeah, he's in the bar. Oh, wait, no, that gives me an idea. I'm going to try that.
Okay.
Okay, bye. All right. Alan's probably just trying to seem cool because he's at this bar, but he's not really at the bar.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Anaheim. Please hold.
Oh, wait, this isn't going to work. Damn it. All right, let's go back to the video. I'm going to look up somebody else to call.
Thing, it's proactive telemarketing.
Proactive telemarketing.
It's hard to reach people at home these days. So I was just wondering if we could count on your support this year.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Would you like to donate $25 then to help the people in Haiti?
Oh, God. Could you tell me who you are?
This is Roy with the Red Cross. Could we count on your donation, your support?
Nah, I'm sorry. I'm going to call and just... Who is this?
You're going to call who?
No, I'm going to say I'm going to call this. Who is this?
My name's Paul.
Paul Roy.
Yeah, from the Red Cross.
Red Cross.
Oh, just telemarketing.
This is telemarketing. You called the restaurant line for telemarketing?
That's right. I mean, it's tough times for people in Haiti, and they need help, and we need to count on people
but
like
I
you to support them.
I have a cell phone.
We're not allowed to call cell phones.
Okay, here we go again. This is live. And tonight calls are going to be serious. Yes, Nova, you're correct. Only serious calls tonight. So I'm calling Applebee's right now. I don't know if this...
Thank you for calling Applebee's. I need to call home for Red Wings. Hockey, this is Brianna. How can I help you?
Hello, could I have a customer page that's in there?
We actually don't have a paging system. Maybe you can tell me what they look like, and I can look and see if I find them.
She has blonde hair, early 20s. Her name's Marcy.
Marcy?
Not a lot of Marcy.
Is she dining here, or...?
Oh, yeah, she's dining there.
Oh, but she's not on the wait. She's sitting down?
Yeah, she's sitting down.
Yeah, okay. You're just looking to speak to her?
Yeah. Something, I guess her cell phone's run down, and it's like a family thing. They really need to get a hold of her.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, I don't know if this is going to be boring. There's going to be a lot of hold, a lot of being on hold like this while they find people. So this could be a boring 2 hours leading up to Madhouse. But at least there's something. So we're still on hold with Applebee's. It's not rubbish music, Nunu. This is Applebee's music. Damn it. God. Hopefully this will be removed from the podcast feed. If you're hearing this music and you're listening to this on the podcast feed, that means I got lazy editing. Sorry. Everyone's complaining about this music. This music is fun. Get it? It's fun.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just went around to the whole restaurant to see if I could see anybody that fit that description, and all of those people I asked them, they weren't Marcy.
Did you go in the bathrooms and, like, kick in the stalls one at a time?
Yeah.
Oh, and you'll have to try the men's room, too. She's transgender.
She's injured?
No, she's transgender. She might be in the men's room.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
I heard them singing happy birthday to someone. Alright, I can't take any more fun. I quit on that. Okay. I guess I'm going to play more of this YouTube video while I search for another person to call. So far, two striking outs for me. So, it's off to a bad start tonight. If you're wondering if this is live, yes, this is March 9th, 2013. And it's the pre-cum Madhouse show. I'm going to be letting you guys know when Carlito's coming. And hopefully what time he's coming. So, yeah, let me start this video up again.
Against FTC regulations. Are you not interested in donating this year, then? We can't count on your support?
Nothing much, man.
Well, I'm sorry?
Oh,
what?
Hold on, I've got to call on the other line. Right.
If it's UNICEF, you tell those motherfuckers.
The phone, this is Redmond.
Oh, hello. Could I page a customer that's in there?
Yes.
Okay, her name's Leanna. She should be in there right now.
Leanna?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, is this Leanna?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Pixel Cat from Foursquare, and I noticed you just ousted me as the mayor of the Foot Zone, and I'm very upset about this. I want you to relinquish your crown.
I took it from someone else.
What's that?
I thought I just took it from someone else.
No, you took it from me, you jerk.
Oh, wow.
And I want it back.
Okay, well, you're going to have to beat me here. I'm here every week.
No, just log in to Foursquare and remove it. Like, take away your crown.
I can't.
Why? Yeah, you can. It's easy. You just log in and it'll let you.
Yeah, well, no, I don't want to, though.
Well, that's bullshit. I want my
crown. It's my mission tonight to steal mayorship.
I'm not happy about this at all.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well...
You could join us for the run.
I don't want to go on a run. That's too much work. I want to sit on the internet and complain.
I wish I could help you with that. But like I said, it's my mission tonight to steal mayorship.
You're a jerk. I hate you. I hope you die.
I am sick, so that could happen.
Okay, well, I don't really mean that, but, you know, I'm pretty upset.
I didn't think so.
Well, have fun stealing mayorships from other people.
Well, thank you.
And making everyone's life just miserable tonight.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, you made me miserable because you stole my mayorship.
But at least it didn't rain today.
Oh, fuck you.
Late night pie.
Oh, hello. I was wondering if I could have a customer that's in there paged, or, I mean, talk to a customer there.
What's the customer's name?
Her name's Lindsay George.
Lindsay George, hold on a second. Hello?
Hey, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't need to buy any pie. You're looking a little thick around the edges, you know?
Who is this?
Don't be buying pie.
Okay, trying again.
Thank you for calling your friendly El Cerrito Safeway. Using your touchtone phone, make a selection from all... One moment, please. You have entered an invalid extension.
No.
Listen to the options as our menu has
changed.
For hours and location information, press 1. For our bakery, press 2. For our deli, press 3. For our floral department, press 4. For our pharmacy, press 5. For our produce department, press 6. For our meat department, press 7. For all other inquiries and customer service, press 8. One moment, please.
Nova, Madhouse starts in 90 minutes. 95 minutes. 94 minutes. Normal time, as far as I know, but who knows. Nunu wants me to call an independent company and say I'm the corporate office. Which could be really hilarious. I like that this music isn't super loud, like the last place. Minutes. So we're on hold with Safeway right now. A person checked in. Apparently, they don't have people really answering phones at Safeway. Because we've been holding for a while now. Okay, I'm going to give up on this one.
The person you have called is not available.
God.
The options as our menu has changed for store hours and location.
Why don't you go to the gym instead?
Where is he?
Go to the gym instead.
Who is this?
It's Roy. I'm just some internet stalker. I saw you on Foursquare, so I thought I would give you a call. Isn't that freaky?
Who is this?
I told you I'm Roy. I'm an internet stalker.
Strike 3.
Who's Mike?
No, I'm Roy. I'm an internet stalker. I'm stalking you on the internet.
Oh, okay.
You shouldn't transmit your location nonstop.
Okay.
Cut that out and stop eating all that pie.
Oh my god.
I'm serious. No more pie for you.
Hello?
Hey, Sabrina. This is Chris Tompkinson. I'm with the Blockbuster corporate office.
Yeah.
And we wanted to let you know that you're not welcome in our stores anymore. We don't want you shopping here.
Is this a joke?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. It's just because of your reputation and everything. So we prefer that you would stick to, you know, like maybe Redbox kiosks or something and stay out of our stores.
Okay.
Okay. So we really don't want you, and please leave. Is that understood?
Not really. No.
I don't know how I could make it any clearer. Welcome. You're not welcome at Blockbuster anymore. So please.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up now.
No, please don't rent any movies. I'm canceling your account right now. Oh, look, I just pushed the button. It's canceled.
To listen to more Foursquare check-in calls, visit phone.
Sure.
Okay, I'm still looking on Foursquare or Twitter or whatever for more people to call live. And I don't know, this is going kind of slow paced. I might give up on this pretty quickly and do something different. But I'm going to start up another video. This is one where me and Samantha saw that John Crunch Draper, Captain Crunch, he checked in somewhere, and I gave him a call.
Hi,
is it possible I could page a customer that's in there right now? He's in there eating.
Yeah, do you know if he's in the bar area or a restaurant?
I'm not sure. He's really old. He has a white beard and white hair and missing teeth. His name's John. And he'll be with somebody.
Sean, you said?
John, J-O-H-N.
John, okay, hang on 1 second.
Like the cereal. Oh, I think she found him.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mr. Draper?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, this is Steven from the corporate office with Wahoo's Fish Taco.
Yeah.
Hi, we noticed that you'd checked...
What will I say to John Draper? Stay tuned and find out. I have to interrupt that because there's one here that's just too perfect. I have to see if I can get through to this one. It's a Roy's Phillips station.
Roy's Phillips 66.
Hello, do you have a customer there currently? His name is...
There's nobody in the store here right now.
Oh, really? There's, like, not anyone out there getting gas or anything?
There's one person getting gas, and they have looks like a Nissan hatchback.
That might be the one, because I think his credit card was denied. Can you see if his name is Andrew?
I'm calling... sure. Hold on.
Okay.
He's coming in.
Okay, great. Yeah, we're going to need to talk to him on the phone. I'm with the Visa MasterCard company.
Okay, hold on.
Andrew Bacconi. I hear music. I don't know if we're on hold or they just have a radio in the background. Sloth, no, nobody said that their card was declined. That's just what I'm saying to get them on the phone. It's just somebody that used Foursquare and checked into a location as they were there. And this guy checked into Roy's Phillips station. Why is it taking so long? He said he was coming in. Are you listening to me, gas station guy?
Hello, sir?
Yes?
Yes. He found that incredible that you were calling, and he asked that you could verify what his last name is while he's pumping gas.
Andrew Bacconi?
That's him.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Chat room, what should I say? So I guess he's pumping gas right now. We're waiting for him to come back in, and we'll talk on the phone with him. I don't know what to say. An ID in the chat room would be really kind of nice. Nunu says I should come on to him. I hear people talking, so I think he's almost to the phone. Definitely weird, he said.
Hey, he'll be in a minute to talk to you, okay?
Okay, great, thank you.
What was your name?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin? And yeah. Who are you with?
I'm with the credit card authorization company.
Okay, hold on.
So he doesn't have his last name listed on Foursquare, but I clicked on the Facebook thing, and that, of course, showed his full name. Which I think is why he asked what his last name was. He knows it's a Foursquare thing.
Hey, the guy's name's Kevin. He's from the credit card authorization.
All right. Hello?
Hello, Andrew. This is Kevin. From Checkmark, it's the authorization company for the credit cards.
Yes.
And we're doing like a kind of a promotion thing. If you can sing a song really loud right now, we'll give you free gas. So I want you to, like, just start singing your favorite Debbie Gibson song.
How did you know I was here?
Because you use Foursquare, you retard. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to call you retard. I'm sorry. That was uncalled for. It's been a stressful morning, okay?
Well, how stressful could it be if you're hunting people down on Foursquare?
That's why I'm doing it. I'm working off the stress. So does the gas station guy think this is all really weird?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, because I hadn't used my Visa card and... you'd already hunted me down.
We're really good here at Visa.
Well, I don't know any Debbie Gibson tunes. You know, clearly you don't know me as a customer because I'd never, ever buy Debbie Gibson. Only retards would listen to Debbie Gibson.
And terrorists.
Well, I doubt that they'd like the poppy stuff. They'd probably like the more somber stuff.
No, Debbie Gibson's just now getting big over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I talk to the clerk again?
Sure.
Okay.
He wants to talk to you. Yes, sir.
That man failed the authentication check, and we're going to need you to go out and write down his license plate number and possibly, just write down the license plate number. And
okay.
If you can make a photocopy of his ID.
I can't do that.
No, you have to. I order you.
I have no way to do it. I'm sorry.
The baby Jesus says you must.
Okay, well, is there anything else I can do for you, Kevin?
Listen, I'm a friend of Andrew's, actually. We just thought it'd be fun to call in and fuck with you.
Okay, is there anything else I can do for you? I gotta go.
Me and Andrew think you're a jerk.
Okay, bye.
We can't stand you. We hate your station. Yeah, that guy was a little skeptical of me. Captain Crunch. Let's get back to him. Okay, should I add this Andrew guy on Facebook? Add him as a friend. I'll post him in the, I can only post him in the Tiny Chat, if anyone wants to friend him. Hi, VN, in Tiny Chat. Welcome to the botnet. Okay, sorry. I'm looking for, Captain Crunch. Here we go.
Into our location, and we know that you're a celebrity and stuff, and we just wanted to offer you a meal on the house tonight.
This is Captain Crunch, by the way.
Well, it's a little late right now, because we already bought the meal.
Oh, well, you're just screwed then, aren't you?
Yeah, he's offering us a meal for free, because when I checked in with Foursquare, he saw that I was a celebrity, and he was going to offer me a free meal.
Yeah, it's technology. I'm here on the computer, and they know where, yeah, everywhere I go.
So, do you want me to just get something to go?
Oh, sure, yeah, or you could just...
Yeah, well, why don't we just get something to go? I'll just send Slim up there to pick it up from the guy, okay?
Hi, Weeping Angel.
Oh, okay, that works then. That's perfect. Thank you very much, Mr. Draper, for...
Yeah, well, thank you very much for noticing my checking in there in Foursquare.
Noticing sure. My status in life.
We're calling Wall Las Vegas. This is Rafael. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. This is Roy from the corporate office.
Okay.
With Wahoo, and I was speaking to a customer there, Mr. Draper, and I told him that we were giving him the free meal this week. So they're going to order some food to go, and they can go ahead and, you know, just comp them for it, and it's fine.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the corporate office with Wahoo.
Okay. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you. I'm calling to tell you about it. They get a free. They're going to order a few things for takeout, and it's going to be free for them.
All right. Can you please tell me the name of the owner who told you that from this store?
Oh no, I'm calling from the corporate office. With
I know, but do you know the name of the owner here?
Not offhand, because this was a thing they'd called me about and told me to call the restaurant and talk to John real quick before he left.
All right. Can you give me 1 second, please?
Oh sure.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I'm turning that off. I feel like such an asshole on that one, because I really tried to get John Draper a free meal. I really thought it would happen, and then... well, I guess you haven't heard that part yet. It's going to fail. So John not only thought he was a celebrity and then found out he wasn't, but then he didn't get a free meal even out of it.
City Grill, this is Nolan.
Oh, hello. Is it possible to page a customer that's in there?
Yes. What's the name?
His name's... It's Christopher LaPlante.
I think I know who that is. What does he look like?
I think he has a beard now. He's, I don't know, in his 20s.
Okay, let me look around. Hold on.
Maybe he doesn't have the beard. Okay. That's great.
Okay.
Thanks. I keep losing these people's names. Facebook is fake. Hey, Hillock 666.
He'll be right here.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. So, chat room, we have plenty of time to give me something to say. If I may have missed suggestions earlier on that last one.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chris?
Hold on.
Hello?
Oh, hi, is this Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Kevin from Foursquare.
Yes.
We just wanted to let you know you just won the mayor badge for this business that you're in.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And as a thank you, you're going to get free 4 drinks.
A free what?
Four free drinks for you and your friends.
Oh, geez. Oh, okay.
So congratulations on your mayorship.
Thank you.
And have a nice night.
Do you need to talk to somebody else?
No, he knows that you get the four drinks for free. So just let him know that you'd like to go ahead and use those, and it's complimentary.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a fun night. Bye.
Bye.
That's funny, but, like, we don't get to see the end result of that, so that's kind of boring.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Oh, this is Roy from the corporate office.
Okay.
Yes, Giad, we're live.
And yeah, I was talking to Mr. Draper, and, we're going to go ahead and let him just have a little bit of takeout for free then.
Okay, hang on.
Because he had already paid for his meal, that's what he was explaining to me.
Yes.
We got disconnected somehow, I'm not sure how that happened. But
okay.
It's... he's welcome to just take a few things. I mean, within reason, and we'll go ahead and comp him for it.
Okay. Is there an amount that you want to do up to, or?
Like at the very most $20. I don't think he'll be greedy or anything. He's a really nice guy.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too.
Goodbye.
Oh my God, we got a call, Tolga or Christine.
What's Tolga?
Tolga and Christine are with Mr. Crunch right now, and they own a design studio.
Oh yeah, that was 4 minutes or 9 minutes ago.
Hello.
Hello, is this Christine Marie?
Yes.
I'm looking for John.
Oh, okay, I forgot. That's another one that we did. It kind of sounded like John Draper got the free meal. That's weird. I could have sworn he didn't. Maybe there was a fourth call that we didn't put on this video, but yeah, I don't think it worked out too good in the end. A lady just checked into a Golden Corral restaurant. Let's give that a try. This one, yeah, this one could be good. The end, wake up.
Thank you for calling Golden Corral.
Oh, hi. Could I have a customer page that's in there? I mean, like, is it possible to have someone come to the phone?
I'll try. What's the name?
Her name's Trish Delati.
Trisha Delati?
Yeah, she's got a couple, like, four kids with her tonight.
Hey, give me just a moment.
Stripey shirts. Hello? Oh, she didn't hear the stripy shirt. So this lady posted a picture of her four kids on Foursquare, foursquare.com. It said, I just checked into Golden Corral, which is a restaurant in certain states. This is in Shreveport, Louisiana. So, if you're listening, I don't know if it's possible for you to still be in the old Madhouse chat room, but there's a new one. It's back on Wicked Wire. But I think the old IRC name forwards to Wicked Wire, and it's still in Pound Madhouse, or Pound Brad's show, or Pound Carlito's new and improved show also. But yeah, if you're in the old channel, you might want to refresh. Why is this taking so long? I should probably think about something to say. Someone says, Madman Potato says her kids were licking the food and then putting it back.
Thank you. Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this, you're the one with the four kids, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I'm watching them on the security camera right now.
Uh-huh.
And they keep, like, one of them, it's hard to see from the camera, but one of them keeps just, like, putting food on the floor, like he doesn't want to eat it. He's throwing it on the floor.
A boy or a girl?
I think it is a girl. And also,
and where's the food? Where did she put food on the floor?
She's putting it inside her shoes. But also, they're making faces at each other. It's ridiculous. And
all right, I'll take care of it.
No, look, this other one, she licked the other one's knife. Spoon. Ma'am? I got on the phone. Damn it, I didn't really want to get kids in trouble. Damn it. I'm just watching the chat room. Sorry, you guys. I'm going to play a song or something. And I'm going to try and find somebody else new. Calling a Little Caesars now. Sloth says I need to call back and tell them I'm from Child Services.
Hey, what's he saying?
Hi, is there any way I could see if a customer's in there? Her name's Gabby. I think she's in there getting, food right now.
No.
There's nobody in the lobby area?
No, man.
Nobody named Gabby. Maybe in the drive-thru?
Give me 1 second.
Maybe Gabriella?
No, it's for Little Caesar.
It's a what?
Gabriella, no.
Gabriella Baez?
No, it's only Alicia is here.
Oh, in the drive-thru?
No.
Maybe she's in the trunk.
Okay.
She could be in the trunk.
Okay.
Ask her to open her trunk. Can you do that? Sir? I'm calling from the corporate office. Sir?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Well, hi, I'm calling from the corporate office. Were you having problems with your ordering computer there? It seems like we haven't been receiving any of the orders here at the corporate office.
Like the food order, or?
Yeah, like, any kind of pickup or delivery?
No, we didn't have any problem.
Oh, because, do you know what time your last one was there in the computer? Like, what time it came in?
Well, the food order we usually do is, we do it on the phone, though. We don't do it on computer.
Oh, well, do you just have the papers then? Like, do you have their phone numbers on paper?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we're not receiving them, if they're not in the computer and they're just on paper, but I'm not sure how it all works.
So are you talking about that food order though, right?
Yeah, food orders.
Yeah, we just do it on the phone.
Just on the phone?
On the blue line, yeah.
Because we haven't received anything since yesterday. Do you have the phone number on your last order?
Phone number for last order?
Uh-huh, like the customer's phone number?
It's 1-800-428-1126.
That's the customer's phone number?
That's not the customer number, but that's the one we usually call them.
Oh, no, they give their phone number, right?
No, they don't.
Oh, what about on caller ID?
Nope.
Like, you don't...
Actually, caller ID,
What if you have to call them back or something?
We usually call them on a 1-800 number.
You call your customers? On a 1-800 number?
Yeah.
So if you want to reach a customer that just ordered a pizza.
Oh, whoa, hold on. I'm just thinking wrong. So, sorry, what was your question again? Because I was thinking about a food order. No.
Just like the food that customers order.
Oh, right. So, what was the whole question again? I'm just kind of lost in here.
Do you know what time the last order was from a customer where they ordered a pizza?
The last customer we had was like 10 minutes ago, actually.
Oh, okay. Do you have their phone number? Because they can put their phone number in the computer and see if it comes up.
Let me go through. Hold a second. Well, the last one that I had was they ordered two pizzas.
Two pizzas?
Yeah, it was three meat and I think it was one pepperoni.
Oh, and what was their phone number?
It's 30. Oh, damn. Lost it. I lost the number. Oh, so what do you need a number for again? One more time.
Oh, they can put it in the computer and see if it comes up on that end because they weren't receiving all of the orders from today.
Oh, because we don't have the computer that goes through all the numbers.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and we don't save their numbers either. So.
Yeah. But I mean, is there a phone number on that last order?
I had it. I think I lost it. It was on caller ID. It shows up on the phone.
Oh, well, what's another number that you have on caller ID? Let's say the problems are with the phone company now.
Nope, I don't see no number on it.
Oh, really? When you scroll through the caller ID, there's not phone numbers on it?
Nope.
Really? Because it seems like when you push the up button, that would just...
Right, I know. I'm pushing it, but there's not showing anything.
How come?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Battery's dead, or?
Well, there's it's just a blank screen. That's what it is.
Huh. Can I get your cell phone number? I can put that on the computer.
Sure. 206.
Uh-huh. Okay, here. Let me put this in the computer, and we'll see if it comes up.
All right.
It says it's ringing. We'll just have to wait and see. Oh, I hear it ringing.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Please leave your message for 206.
Oh, did you hit the button?
Where'd it go?
We have to pick up to make sure it goes through.
Do you want to answer it?
Oh, yeah, that'd be best.
Okay.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Who's this?
I'd like to order a large pepperoni for pickup.
A large pepperoni?
Yes.
For pickup? Anything else?
Two of your crazy breads.
Two things of crazy bread?
Yes, and sauce, please.
And sauce, okay. So one, I'll do a number one that includes your first bread and then order a crazy combo on the side.
That sounds great.
Okay, I'll be ready in about 10 minutes.
Okay, can you get back on the other phone now?
So what's that?
Click back over now. Oh, what the hell? I don't get what just happened. Okay, let me find some more. Yes, Nunu, I'm on. God.
Sir?
Hi.
Can I have her first name or his first name?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've totally forgotten now. What just happened? I think... That's weird, because I had hung up on that girl. I don't know what just happened. Okay, I'm trying to call another place now, though. So the Target thing would have worked.
Weezy's Kitchen, this is Thomas.
Oh, hello. Could I page a customer that's in there right now?
I'm sorry, sir?
Could I page a customer that's in there?
Sure. What customer would you like to talk to?
Well, her name's Lisa Pegram. She's got blonde...
Lisa?
Yeah, blonde hair.
Blonde hair?
Pretty
hold on, just
young.
2 seconds.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Lisa.
Who is this?
I'm an internet stalker. I like to stalk people on Foursquare when they check into places.
Who is this?
I'm an internet stalker. My name's Roy. What are you doing there? Aww. I always fail with the girls. So I don't know, this is kind of boring. It's just, there's too much hold time, there's too much in between finding numbers. I think I tried to do this once before on the phone show and, you know, discovered quickly how tedious it was. So, I don't know, I have an hour left. Hopefully Carlito will be here on time tonight. I haven't heard anything more from him, but I know he's going to be here tonight. So even though he's been a huge letdown for the past 2 weeks in a row, I'm pretty sure he'll be here tonight. He promised me. I think Foursquare is something to do, like maybe not live on the air, so I guess maybe I'll stop doing these. I don't know, like, what else to do. I guess I could call that Target back and get some photo numbers. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'll take a little break here, play some music, and get some numbers for something. It'll be fun. Yep. That's what I'll do. Okay, so 10 or 15 minute break right now. And when I get back, I promise there will be some calls happening, but for 15 minutes... Wow, the loop ended. It's back to the Lily Allen thing. Yeah, Nunu, I can't believe you don't know what Little Caesars is. It's crazy bread. Little Caesars, it's the greatest breadsticks ever. They're probably really bad for you, I assume, but they're awesome. What was I going to do? Oh yeah, Falco. I've never heard Falco except for Rock Me Amadeus, and I found these 5 songs in my music collection. I get my music collections from all kinds of different bizarre sources. I think this one probably came from a guy's computer. I bought his computer and he left his music collection on it because he had tons of 80s stuff. But I want to hear what Falco sounds like when they're not doing Amadeus. So let's play these 5 tracks real quick.
Scheint still zu stehen, hab mich geschunden, gewunden. Lass mich gehen, was willst du noch? Willst du meine Tage zählen? Zerrissen.
Yes, I'm not going to seriously sit here and listen to all these. He just sounds retarded or something. All right, next. That sounds like Rockman. All right, that was number two. Here's another one. What the hell is this? What happened? The song didn't change, that's just what happened in the middle of it. Alright, next. Oh, I know this song. Or maybe I just know the beat. Maybe it was used in something else.
Es ist kalt, wir müssen weg hier kommen.
Personen dramatisch angestiegen. Die jüngste Veröffentlichung der lokalen Polizeibehörde berichtet von einem weiteren
Tag. Alright, that's it. That's what Amadeus sounds like when they're not doing Rock Me Amadeus. Now we all know. Yay. Okay, so I'm going to take a small break. I'm going to try and get some numbers, and when I come back, we will do some prank calls.
Ein Punker unterrichtet in der großen Stadt. Es war in Wien, war in Jena, wo alles tat. Hatte Schulden, der Natur, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, mir kann man Rock Me Amadeus. War Superstar, war populär. War so exaltiert, because hatte Flair. War ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol. Und alles rief, mir kann man Rock Me Amadeus.
Okay, I'm back. I got some numbers. Just, they're pizza delivery. I'm gonna try this first one here. I don't have any names, I don't have their pizza types or anything. But let's see what happens. And I really want to do this thing Nunu's saying. Get some photos or something and tell him I got the wrong size of photos or the... printed them upside down. That's what it is. So maybe I'll do that next.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is this? I'm calling from Pizza Hut. Did you just order a pizza from us?
Oh, I did. I already got delivered though.
Okay. Yeah. There's a little bit of a problem with that.
Oh, what's the matter?
With the pizza.
I'm sorry, what?
There's a little bit of a problem with the whole experience, the delivery and everything.
Oh, no, we got it in time and everything.
Well, yeah, you got it on time. That's the problem, though. You didn't even tip the guy. He's really upset that you didn't tip him. I mean, he's...
Whatever, yes, I did.
No, he wasn't tipped, and he's very upset, and he's wanting me to blacklist your address from ever receiving a delivery again.
Whatever, who is this?
My name is Kevin. I'm calling from the Pizza Hut. And she hung up. I was hoping I'd get one. Okay, I know what I have to do. Hold on.
Hello?
593-9686. Please leave a message after the beep.
Let's try him again. So you guys are talking about...
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail.
You guys are talking about Eminem in the channel, and while I was looking for that last Eminem song, I hadn't heard it in a while. I noticed I have all of his prank calls on MP3. And I can't remember what he... It's like a promo CD he put out or something, where he did prank calls and then had one of his singles on it or something. Or maybe that's just a promo that somebody made up and put up on Napster. I don't know. But I've got all these prank calls.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Mimi?
Speaking.
How you doing?
So this is Eminem prank calling.
Yeah, my name is Marshall. Mm-hmm. I'm a white male. I'm 36 years old. And I got money. I've been calling a lot of these girls, you know what I'm saying? I've been looking in the paper and stuff, and a lot of these girls, they've been hanging up on me, you know what I'm saying?
Why?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm a businessman, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of laid back, I mean, I'm mellow, you know what I'm saying? I kick it, you kick it with me, I kick it with you, you know what I'm saying?
You're not black?
Huh?
You're not black?
No, I'm a white male.
You sound like a black male.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Mimi?
That was really unfunny.
Mimi, why you hang up on me?
I didn't hang up on you.
Yo, I'm like this. I got a business transaction to make to you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a businessman. I mean, like, I'm straight about business. You know what I'm saying?
How old are you?
I'm a 31-year-old white male.
You're white male?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a massage therapist. But you know, every now and then, you know what I'm saying? I need some. All I'm trying to do is make a business transaction. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, like I said, you kick it with me, I kick it with you. You know what I'm saying? I got loot. You know what I'm saying? That ain't a problem. But I'm just trying to find out, you know what I'm saying, what type of vibe you're on. Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm mellow. I lay back. I listen to Key Sweat. You know what I'm saying? Third bass. I work all day. You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't mind just kicking it. You know what I'm saying? I just want to kick it.
Listen, I'm not interested. Thank you. I got it.
Money ain't a thing. Yo, bitch.
Hello.
All right. Okay, that was the very... Yeah, I'm not going to play all these because that was pretty bad. But this one is named Ken, which might be his Kniff character. From Connecticut.
What do you mean? Code word, my wife is sitting right here. Just a buddy. Like, you know, a friend, someone to pal around with. I'm 32. I'm single. Can it be arranged?
When?
Whenever. If you have time tonight, that'd be great. I mean, I'm really waiting.
I don't understand what you're looking for.
Cock massage, whatever. I'm just really ready. I've been waiting too long.
I don't know, what do you mean?
I mean, I'm just ready. You know, like...
Well, I mean, it's what I do is a massage.
Right. Do you use lubricants?
Right.
Because, okay. Oh, good. Thank God, because I was wondering, because I never did this before, but man, Rex.
But, you know, I'm not working tonight, so you'll have to call me now.
Okay, what about tomorrow?
Hello?
Oh, hi, I'm calling from Pizza Hut.
Yeah?
Did you receive your pizza yet already?
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, that's not good. Well, have you eaten it yet?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hold on, sorry. Have you eaten the pizza?
No.
Okay. I just need to let you know something.
What's that?
It's about the pizza.
Okay.
I don't know how to say this. Are you sitting down?
Uh-huh.
Are you sitting... Okay. Are you the one that ordered the pizza?
What's that?
Are you the one that ordered the pizza, or was it somebody else?
Yeah, I'm the one that ordered it.
You actually made the phone call?
I ordered it online.
Oh, okay. All right, good, good. Everything's going to be fine then. I think everything's all right. So you don't need to worry about a thing, okay? Ma'am? Why'd she hang up? I hadn't gotten to the good part yet. ...30 minutes till Madhouse. You're listening to the Madhouse Pre-Cum Show with RBCP. Nothing amazing happened tonight. I thought I could just coast by on Foursquare calls, but apparently not.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Alright, let's listen to this other... 3, 2, 8. This other Eminem call.
Yes, this is Ken. I'm calling about your ad in the paper. Two strong men with the van.
Right.
Is it you? Like, you and, like, a friend or something?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Tom.
Oh, Tom. Okay, how big is the van? Is it big enough to fit a bed in?
Right.
All I need is just one bed. And two men.
Okay.
How much an hour?
$90, whole thing.
$90? Okay, because yeah. I just want to, like, rent it around.
Okay.
Just for, like, maybe 2 hours. That's all it'll take.
Okay.
Can I do it tomorrow? Maybe I just give you my address and then you two strong men come.
Hold on just a second.
Okay. Once I get the van, it'll be easy.
So?
Yes.
Would you give me your address, please, man?
158.
158.
43. Novara.
Okay, 158-43.
Yes. P.O. Box. M-E-N.
M-O-V.
No. P.O. Box. M-E-N.
Novara?
Yes. Okay. And what I want is two strong men.
Твой мать съебал, блядь, мо...
In a van. Man in a van.
Wow. Alright, one more. Let's listen to one more.
Hi, this is Curtis. I'm Curtis. My name is Curtis also.
Oh, my name's Kurt.
Oh, that's okay. Really funny. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Listen, I was wondering, I was looking at your ad in the paper. I was wondering, you do sculptures?
Yes.
Okay, you're gonna laugh. This is kind of personal, but I'm a transsexual, and I was wondering if you could. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were gonna laugh at me. I was wondering how much you charge to sculpt, if you were to make a sculpture of my body.
Well, that's not what I do. I work in steel and.
You couldn't make a sculpture of my body.
No.
Okay,
that's not what I do. My,
okay, you're yelling at me.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were yelling
at me. My phone is loud.
Alright, this is boring. Okay. Boring, but, boring, boring. Okay, I'm back. Making a phone call.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I'm calling from the Pizza Hut.
Yes.
Hi, you didn't say hello at first. I didn't hear you. That was weird.
Oh.
you haven't received it yet, right?
No, it's only been 10, just about 14 minutes since we ordered it.
Yeah, I think the other driver thought he was going to your address, but we got the wrong one. But yeah, I'm on the way with the pizza right now. It's going to be
It's
going to be a little bit early.
Okay.
And do you have your porch light on then?
Yes.
Oh, God, I just puked on your pizza. I just puked on your pizza. I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I puked on your pizza. I had it open because I was eating some of the pieces off the top. Ma'am? Ma'am, hello?
Who is it?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
I'm sorry. I just puked on your pizza.
Who is it?
I'm sorry. My name's Kevin. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to go back and get another one.
Okay.
And then I'll be back with your pizza.
Okay.
But I'm really sorry.
Okay.
What's your problem? You're acting like you're mad at me. You're just saying okay over and over. Ma'am?
That's fine.
Do you want me to just bring you this one? I mean, what's your problem?
No, thank you.
Well, okay, I can just bring this one. I can give you a discount. I don't see why you're giving me the attitude. She's gone. I want her to get grossed out or something, damn it. I pretty much have not been successful at any prank calls tonight. It's hasn't been a good night. But at least we have Carlito coming in 18 minutes, hopefully. Milkman should give us an update on that in the chat room.
Hello.
Hi, we got disconnected somehow. That was weird.
I don't find this funny. Who are you?
I don't think it's funny either. I mean, I accidentally threw up on your pizza. It's not been a good night for me, obviously.
Yeah, and you had the box top open eating it, and it's only been 15 minutes since I ordered it.
We were trying to be extra fast. I didn't expect that to happen. So I'm really sorry. Sorry.
Okay.
You don't have to be a bitch about it, though.
Okay.
Why do you have to be like that?
I'm not sure who this is, but I'm getting ready to hang up again.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you got my phone number or how you knew that I ordered pizza, but I can certainly call the Pizza Hut and let them know this is going on.
Oh, no. Don't do that, because I work here, and I'm not supposed to be on the phones.
Well, you know, I'm real sorry, but I'm not sure who you are, and at this point, you're disturbing me.
Why am I disturbing you? I just work in the back, cutting up toppings and stuff. But I heard one of the delivery drivers say the phone number. Ma'am?
Well, I hope you're enjoying yourself.
Okay, I am. I'll be nicer to the next person I call. She hung up. So he gave me these in order, the pizza place. So this one should not be delivered also yet.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm calling from Pizza Hut. You didn't receive your order yet, did you?
No, we just called maybe about 15 minutes ago.
Okay, because I'm on the way. Like, I've been having troubles finding your house, though.
Oh, you are? Do you want me to tell you where I am?
Yeah, well, do you have your porch light on? Or will that help?
Uh-huh. Yeah, are you out front?
No, I'm going around the block right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on Clarkson between.
Oh, God.
What happened? What happened?
I'm sorry, I just puked on your pizza. Sir? Ma'am? No, not sure. Not sure which one you are, but, okay, I'm calling back. I started cracking up when he asked me what happened.
Hello?
Hi, we got disconnected somehow. I'm really sorry. I messed up your pizza.
All right, well, never mind then, okay?
Well, no, I'm almost there. Which building?
I don't want to go away. Get the fuck away from my house. I'll call the cops on you, you motherfucker. Get away from me.
What are you
talking? You hear me?
You can't order a pizza.
Get away from me.
You can't order a pizza and just not take it. It's illegal. Oh, shit. Mizzou fan says I should say I hit their mailbox. I was doing too many lewds and poppers.
I'm sorry, this mailbox has not yet been set up by the subscriber.
Really?
Please try again later. Goodbye.
Aww. Well, I'm going to try him, her one more time. That was hilarious.
What?
Hey, you guys can't just order a pizza and not take it when we bring it.
I don't give a fuck what you do. You show up there, man, I'll fucking fuck you up.
Why would you call and order a pizza if you're not going to take it?
What the fuck? I never Because apparently what you just had to say.
Fucking pizza, you fucking pizza crap.
What's that guy yelling at me for? You guys ordered a pizza. You have to take it.
And if I don't, what are you going to do? Deliver it anyway?
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to get it for free, and that'll show you a thing or two, motherfucker.
Really don't want it for free, motherfucker.
No, you're going to get it for free whether you want it or not.
Will you tap dance too?
Fuck you.
What'd the guy say in the background?
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
what are you saying, ma'am?
Ma'am? I can't believe you called me ma'am. Oh, my God.
Ma'am, what? But take your cat out, man. Give it a walk once in a while.
So what are you going to do when I get the pizza there? When I come with the pizza, what are you going to do to me?
I'm going
to
shove both my fucking fingers up your nostril and fucking kick your nuts right through your throat.
Really?
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to come over with the pizza. I mean, you can't do that. You can't just do that to people.
You. And then you will get exactly what you came for.
Okay, what if I'm not really the pizza guy? I'm just some guy prank calling you.
Well, then if you're not, it really doesn't matter.
Well, that means you're going to stick your fingers up some random guy's nostrils. It's not me.
Nah, goddamn right.
Are you still going to do that?
I'm here.
You're what?
I said, are you queer?
Yeah, extremely. Really, really queer. But that has nothing to do with this.
Well, we'll find out.
You're going to find out if I'm queer?
I'm sorry, did you puke in your own beer? Because you can't handle it?
No, yeah, I was taking drugs earlier, and I puked all over your pizza. And that's what I was trying to...
I know, it must have been mushrooms, you little fucking sissy ass.
Yeah, that's what it was. And, I mean, I had the box open. I was eating toppings out of it, so I
puked. I'm sure you had the box open. Your own damn box.
No, your pizza box that I'm bringing over to your house right now. So, listen, don't kill anyone when they get there, because I'm just a prank caller, okay?
You know, dude, why you do this? No. I got a baseball bat in my hand. This guy almost get fucking smacked in his head.
No, don't do that. That's not nice.
Well, you know what you're doing?
You're not going to make any friends that way. You're not going to make any friends if you do that.
I know. Get a God. Get a conscience. Get a morality, all
right? Okay. I'm going to do that right now. But don't beat anyone up that comes to your door.
Too late.
Oh, really? Wait, can you leave the phone off the hook so I can hear you beat him up?
Not me beating them up.
Who's it going to be, the other weirdo?
No, three of my neighbors.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah, okay. Oh, and I get hung up on when I want to hear the neighbors. Okay, I'm going to assume that he completely knows that that was a joke And he's not going to beat up anyone that shows up at his house. So I clearly explained that to him. I think everything's going to be fine. And he got three of his neighbors together while we were on the phone somehow.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kevin from Pizza Hut.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. You didn't receive your pizza yet, did you?
No.
Because we're yeah, I'm having troubles finding your house. I'm the driver.
Okay. Where are you at currently?
I'm on the corner of... Well, are you at the intersection? Oh, God. I'm sorry. I just puked on your pizza. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just puked on your pizza, man.
Yeah?
I'm really sorry.
Neat.
So, which intersection are you at then?
Oh, you know where I'm at.
No, I'm not too sure. I've never delivered to this area before.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, I need to know how to get there exactly. Can you tell me what the major crossroad is near you?
Santa Fe and Bellevue.
Oh, okay. I should be able to find that.
Okay.
And, I mean, you're going to be okay with this pizza. I got a little bit... I had the box open because I was eating some of the toppings.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, a little bit of it splashed in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That works.
It works? That's okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. What's that lady saying?
Huh?
What's she saying about pizza in the background?
What does it matter?
How blazed are you right now?
Not very.
Okay. Herbal asked me to ask you. Okay. In the chat room.
What's that?
In the chat room, Herbal asked me to ask you how blazed you were.
Herbal?
Yeah, Herbal. His name's Herbal.
Okay.
Sometimes I call him that? Herbal.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, wait, can I transfer you to my supervisor?
Sure.
Okay, can you please hold?
No.
Well, no, you don't have to hold. I'll be right here with you throughout the entire process. I just gotta connect it to his office. Oh, there it goes. I'm patching the call through, sir, right now.
Okay, I'm ready for you, big dog. Huh?
Eating pizza.
Well, hello. You have to talk up.
Speak English.
I need you to speak a little louder.
Alrighty then.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I am sure you can't.
Hello?
Alright, turn it on. You better look up Bryce, motherfucker. Find out who you're dealing with. Got it?
Hello? Are you there?
I'm sorry, this mailbox has not yet been set up by the subscriber. Please try again. I'm sorry, this mailbox has not yet been set up.
Okay, I hung up on them both. So what that was the third guy talking to the second guy. And I hoped more hilarity would ensue, but really not a whole lot did. Bryce Harlow. Yeah, that was bizarre. See, I think that Bryce guy, I think he knows it's a prank now. He's not going to kill anyone that shows up at his door. So, it's supposed to be 5 minutes till Carlito. I'm going to play a song or two and maybe try and talk to him and see if I should release the stream. If the stream just kind of disappears with me, that means he took it. So, I guess I should go ahead and say, that's the end of today's show. I have nothing else to call. I'm going to try and get some numbers for Carlito, hopefully, during the beginning of his show. But keep listening. I'm going to play some music, and maybe I'll come back and do a few more pranks. I'm really just not sure right now. But, keep the pizza delivery guy in your prayers that might be showing up at Bryce's house right now. But hopefully I'll be back soon. Maybe with some more calls, maybe not. We'll just have to see what Carlito does.
Be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Did you feel like going like that? Let's give the fish some food.
Mr. McFeely,
I didn't order any whistles. That's what they call a slide whistle.
That one guy that I called at a business, he'd never heard of Debbie Gibson before. Or wait, no, he said he didn't have any Debbie Gibson songs. But I'm going to use that as an excuse to play a Debbie Gibson song right now. So I haven't heard from Carlito yet. I'm going to go take a break and do some things, and then I will be back and continue with more phone calls. So if Carlito's late tonight, I'm still going to do calls, just for the hell of it. So I will be back after a few songs. This is for Weeping Angel, by the way. He asked for dubstep. And the cracks begin to show. That was an accident that played. I only play gay things like Debbie Gibson. I don't play gay things like Gwen Stefani on here. So that was an accident. But I'm going to keep it on while I dial this number.
7-Eleven, this is John speaking.
Oh, hello. This is Paul from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes.
I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yeah, give me one sec.
Okay.
You want to take time to survey for us? If you don't mind. Hello?
Hello, is this the customer?
It is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have a little bit of a problem. I'm with 7-Eleven security, and our cameras recognized you when you came in. From the facial recognition thing, and you're not allowed in any of our stores.
So we're gonna, oh, God, really?
Yeah, we're going to need to ask you to leave, please.
Oh, well, let me get these Skittles first, and then I'll
no,
head out of here.
No, you may not have those Skittles. You put those Skittles back on the shelf.
Exactly
as you found them.
Oh, son of a bitch. Really? What about the cookies? I was going to get some cookies.
No cookies for you tonight.
Damn it.
You can never have a cookie again. You put the cookie back, I want you to make sure you face it the correct direction, so when a customer walks by, they can read it from the front.
All right, I'll do that.
So you put that cookie down and put it down right, and then get out of our store and don't ever come back.
I'm trying. I'll get out as fast as I can.
Okay, hurry the fuck up. Do you understand?
All right. Later.
I'll talk to the clerk again now.
Huh?
I'll talk to the clerk again now.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Could he talk to you now?
Hello?
Hi, that man is about to use a stolen credit card. I'm calling from the corporate office.
He's about to use a stolen
Yeah, he's
going to
try
card.
And use a... He's a known fraudster. We detected him on our cameras. You need to kick him out of there immediately. Especially
kick
if he's
him out of the store.
Yes. Is he buying?
He's in here all the time.
No, I know, but he can't be in there anymore because he's been writing bad checks at other locations. We've got his picture on camera. It automatically sends us an email whenever he walks in the store. So
okay.
he has to leave. Don't let him buy anything.
Okay.
Okay. So is he out of the store yet?
Yeah,
ready to leave the store.
Okay, did you let him buy anything?
He doesn't really have anything in his hand.
Really? He's not buying anything?
No.
But he said he was going to buy Skittles. Did he get gas?
He's not out of gas pump.
Oh, okay. Did he put the Skittles back?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
Did he face in the right direction? Like, if a customer walks by, will they see Skittles upside down or right side up?
What kind of call is this? I've never had a call like this before.
We have to make sure the merchandise is straightened and right side up.
Yeah, that's the employee's job. And if you're a corporate person, you should know that already.
I know. That's why I'm asking you. You're an employee. I need you to go and make sure that's turned the right way, because I told him when he puts it back, he needs to put it the right way.
What sense does that make? He's a customer.
I know, but he's kicked out of the store. He's not allowed here anymore. And I told him to make sure
this is my thing. How are you going to call here, even though I've never had a call like this before, and then tell me about a customer in the store who's been coming here for over 2 years, and I've never had an issue with him?
But he doesn't...
And this is the first call that I've ever had.
He doesn't do the fraud at your store. He does it at other locations. And then he tries to be legit at your store.
So then, how did you know he was here?
Because it's facial detection with the camera and computers. It's really futuristic. And we have a database of faces that aren't allowed in our stores.
So then what's his card number, then, if you know it?
His card number?
That's a fraud. Yeah, that's a fraud.
How's his what?
You should know his card number then. You should know the fraud card number on it, right?
Well, like his credit card number?
You should know the last four on it.
I didn't say I didn't know the last four, but like he didn't even buy anything, did he?
Alright, man.
Is that him still? Did he buy something?
Yes, he did.
Oh no! You need to jump over the counter and tackle him.
For what?
Jump on that motherfucker, because he's a fraudster.
But now you cussing. This is how I know this.
Because I know that you, I need all to right, curse man. At you to get
if
through
that's
to
the
you.
Case, then you could have been able to call the police over here. Do you know what store number you calling?
We have to pay when we call the police. That's why I make the employees do it. You need to jump over there and tackle him and get him back in the store. Make a
What's
citizen's
the store
arrest.
Number to this store?
Citizen's arrest is what you need to do.
Since you're corporate.
What?
What's the store number to this store since you're corporate?
You don't know your own phone number?
No, I know my
Okay, I got to hang up and call the authorities now. Goodbye. I like how he was amused at that. Where are you, Carlito? Stupid clerk's question.
7-Eleven, I'm
calling Joey. Hi, this is Steven from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
No.
There's no customers in the store?
No.
Is there any outside? Loitering, maybe?
No.
The gas pumps?
No.
Are you just blindly saying no matter what I say?
Yeah, because last time somebody called like that, they were doing a prank.
What?
And I'm not falling for it.
What? What did they do last time? Tell me.
Nah, I'm good.
No, come on. Tell me what they did last time.
No, goodbye.
And then I won't write you up. Matt Hillock. Hillock says he hates when calls end in smiles and not tears. I don't know, I kind of like it. Nunu, I've made
7-Eleven Platt and Wasatch.
Hi, this is
7-Eleven. Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi. Calling from the corporate office. With 7-Eleven. Hi, I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
No.
No, I'm talking to the mail.
No.
Are there any customers in the store right now?
One.
Sir? Oh, yeah, I just need to talk to a customer for the survey.
Alrighty, well, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to have you call back when there's a manager around. We're not supposed to take calls from people who claim to be corporate.
I'm not claiming to be corporate. I am corporate.
Okay.
God damn it.
Nice and all, but you're going to have to call back when there's a manager around.
Tell that girl to get back in the back room and do dishes where she belongs. Okay, apparently every 7-Eleven in Colorado Springs has been warned about us. So I'm going to switch to another city. Oh, it looks like Carlito is stealing the stream from me right now. So his show's going to start any second now. So I guess this is goodbye. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and quit broadcasting now because it looks like Carlito is taking stuff from me. So stay tuned. Carlito is next. And hopefully in just a few minutes.
Yo, mic check. Woo. Testing, 1, 2, 12.
What up?
This is my dance song. Can you hear me? Alright, take my headphones up. My favorite color is red, like the bloodshed. From Kurt Cobain's head when he shot himself dead. Women all grabbing and my shit's kebab. Fort Lauren Hills tape so her kids could starve.
She
thought I was ill, now I'm even more so. Shit, I got full-blown AIDS and a sore throat. I got a wardrobe with an orange robe. I'm in the fourth row, signing autographs to a show. I just remember that I'm absent-minded. I've lost my mind, I can't find it. I'm freestyling every verse that I spit. Cause I don't even remember the words to my shit. Told the doc I need a change in sickness. We gave a girl herpes in exchange for syphilis. Put my LP on.